It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right now, as Jeff McNeil hits a two-run bomb to put the Mets on the board, this is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. I'm not going to do my open yet, but the Yankees won. They get the split. We're hoping that the Mets can do the same. And as Paul brings the music down, I have a guest joining us right away. This is my favorite Yankee as a kid. If you've listened to me and you've heard about this guy, I mean, I dressed up as this guy back-to-back Halloweens, made me want to play center field. Joining us right now, 5-1, burn, baby, burn.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, Bernie. I'm just really disappointed that back-to-back years, I moved apartments. I left my apartment last year and this year, and it's on the same day as your softball game. I can't play in the softball game again.
Oh, man, that is insane. That is insane. You did so well. You're a great part of our team, man. Running for me and everything.
I hit a homer first at bat, and I'm missing back-to-back years, 2023 and 2024. But the annual Bernie Williams Day will be held this Saturday, July 27th, at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. It's amazing up there. It's a celebrity softball game going on at 1 p.m. And then the concert. I mean, I was listening to The Fan one day, and Sean Morash tried to slight you a bit. He threw your name in there when talking about Jose Iglesias and how, you know, these guys only get opportunities. I'm sure you're familiar with Candelita, Oh My God, right? These guys only get opportunities because they're good at baseball. I'm like, wait. Don't put Bernie Williams in the same category as Jose Iglesias on the field or off the field. Bernie, I was there. I saw you play. I saw the band. I saw the whole concert set up. You're the man. Can you tell us what people can look forward to with the game and the concert to follow?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for giving the opportunity to talk to you about this and all the fans. I mean, this is just one of the things that I do every year, and that's definitely one of the highlights of my year. We have a concert at 5 p.m., but then before that, at 1 p.m., we have a softball game. And over the years, now we have, you know, Mariano Rivera and Dwight Gooden and Jeff Nelson and Willie Randolph and all those guys, and they're going to come this year as well. I think we're going to add John Starks, who's going to be playing part of the celebration over there. It's a great thing. You know, it's the Richfield Playhouse Arts and Education Program is one of the things that we support, that we provide free educational performances and all kinds of goodies to, you know, thousands of students every year. And, of course, tuning to Lung Health, which is a campaign that raises awareness about interstitial lung disease, which, as you know, is the thing that killed my dad, you know, in 2001. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaming up, you know, over, you know, a number of years with Boehringer Ingelheim, which is actually in Richfield. So they're big sponsors of this event. And I'm so glad and proud to have them, you know, teaming along with us.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know, it supports a good cause. I want people to know that this thing isn't just for a bunch of guys to get together and play softball and, you know, play music. It's for a great cause. You can still get tickets. You can still go out there. And they even added more seats because now it's been multiple years. It's growing and growing. There's more seats available out there. I remember being in the outfield with Mariano, Mookie Wilson, and Jake Peavy showed up, and he also played in the concert. It's great. An amazing day.
Yeah, over the years, we have had, you know, such a great blessing to have the support of the My Baseball community and the musicians and people, you know, out in the area. And it has turned out to be a great event every year. So you know, encouraging people to, you know, check it out and enjoy the day. It's, you know, a bit of a long day, but at the end, it's going to be a very feel-good day, you know, having the the softball game. Now I can run. I have one good knee that I can
now
run.
You can run a bit.
Now I can run, I think. And then we have a concert, and we have a lot of really guest stars performing in the concert as well. And I always have a great time. So thank you so much, you know, for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Yes, sir. So it's RidgefieldPlayhouse.org. Again, it's RidgefieldPlayhouse.org to go buy tickets to that event Saturday, July 27th, this Saturday coming up. It's a long day, but it's worth it. If you're into baseball, if you want to meet some legends, and if you want to enjoy some good music afterwards, I literally have been thinking about this every day because I can't go. Yeah. Next year, I'm not moving. I signed a 2-year lease, so I'm in there now. Let's talk about.
Okay, man, you know that always have an open invitation, man.
Yeah, you and Forge, you guys are too good to me, man. I appreciate you guys so much. It's a real life dream that, you know, as a kid, I looked up to you, and, you know, to meet you in real life and to be around you in real life, you're even more solid. You're a great individual, athletic, musical, and just a good person. I just see how you treat everybody, how you sign every autograph, take every picture, and just like make every person that comes in contact with you feel special. And that goes a long way. The next part of this is Saturday, August 3rd at the Millbrook Winery and Vineyard in Millbrook, New York. I'm going to try and get up there for that if I can make the trip. It's the third consecutive year. I know my guy Jake from the Bronx Zoo was out there, and you're going to premiere your latest wine release. I'm not a big wine guy, but my wife is, so, you know, maybe if I tell her this, we can make that trip up on Saturday, August 3rd.
Yeah, it's a good trip. You know, Millbrook Wineries in New York, Millbrook, New York. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. For the third year in a row, I've been doing this concert, releasing, a Bernie blend of red wine, which have been taking a lot of great steps, putting together. And I'm working with a lot of great people over there at the Millbrook Winery to put this thing together. Usually I play a concert during the day, you know, day kind of like twilight, and people get an opportunity to see taste, you know, the whole variety of wines, great wines that this winery has, including my Bernie blend. And one cool thing about the bottle for the second year in a row, my daughter Beatrice has made the art for the bottle. So, you know, you get an opportunity to get some of her art there as well. So it's just a win-win for everybody. So it's another great event on Millbrook Winery in New York.
Yes, sir. Food trucks, concert, and it's a nighttime thing starting at 6 p.m. I remember seeing the Yes Network. Shout out to Yes. They did a special on it, I think, on Yankees Magazine last year. And again, I have FOMO. So this year, I'm going to try and make it. And, you know, I know you're heading somewhere. So the last thing we got to end with is talking about Tune Into Lung Health. And, I mean, I'm watching you at this point of your life and your career and, you know, what you do for your dad and for honoring your dad and his life and trying to help people. Let's close with talking about TuneIntoLungHealth.com.
Yeah, Tune Into Lung Health. It's just, it's an educational awareness program about interstitial lung disease, or ILD. And as I mentioned briefly at the beginning of the interview, my dad died from interstitial lung disease, specifically idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. So I've been working with Boehringer Ingelheim to really raise awareness about this, which is considered a rare disease. There is about 200 of these diseases called interstitial lung disease, a big umbrella of those, which my dad died from one of them. So we are really trying to encourage people to visit lungsandyou.com, which is a website designed to educate people about interstitial lung disease. And more importantly, utilizing the power of music, which is something that is very dear to my heart. When my dad was ill, one of the things that really he looked forward to change his mood, or to, you know, he was always, he put him in a good place. You know, when we utilize music, me and my brother's a cellist in Puerto Rico, and I play the guitar and used to play music for him all the time, trying to get him to do, you know, vocal exercises so he could breathe better. So all of that information is in that website, Tune Into Lung Health. If you or one of your loved ones have symptoms of ILD that may include, you know, like a dry cough, you know, fatigue, you know, things that you are, you know, kind of used to doing, you know, they become a little bit harder and harder to breathe. You should look, into visiting a pulmonologist that can give you the right determination, because you definitely do not want ILDA in your life. So thank you so much for letting me talk about that.
One more thing so we can transition into the show. There's Yankee fans listening, Mets fans listening. I got to ask you about the Yankees team before we enter another Subway Series in the Bronx. You were with the team down in spring training. You were literally with these guys that we're watching every day, and they're struggling a lot here. But they were able to fight and split this series, so now they haven't lost back-to-back series. What do you think about this second half, what they need at the deadline, and do you think like this team can actually win the AL East, maybe get to the World Series from your vantage point?
I think that they have, you know, as good a chance as anybody in that division. I think the addition of, obviously, Soto has made such an impact in that lineup, making sure that we have, you know, people protecting Aaron Judge. Aaron's having another, you know, MVP season, and between, you know, both of them, you know, they're taking care of a lot of that offense. You know, obviously the whole lineup is, you know, hopefully, you know, in the long, you know, time working on, to work at full cylinders. You know, there's a key people there that have been sort of injured, but hopefully they will come back. And I think that they have as good a chance as anybody to make that the playoffs at least, and get an opportunity to play in the World Series. This team have been together for a long, long time. They know each other so well. They're having some great additions to the club, and I think they really have been on the winning end of things and the losing end of things. And I think it's time for them to take this season to the next level, which is, you know, trying to get to the World Series and give the New York Yankees fans, you know, a great opportunity to watch their team, you know, playing in the last games of the season.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Williams. Bernie, I'll let you get back to it. Hopefully I can get up there August 3rd to see you. If not, I'll catch you when you're back at the stadium.
All right, man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. God bless.
Appreciate you, Bern. That's 5-1, Bernie Williams. Burn, baby, burn. Again, from the top. Saturday, RidgefieldPlayhouse.org.com to buy tickets to the celebrity softball game. I played in it in 2022. I'm not going to be able to play this year, and I wasn't able to play last year because back-to-back years, that was my literal moving day. I mean, the timing for me is terrible. I'm like, the FOMO, it's so fun. Like, I got to be in left field, and Mariano was in center field. Mariano hit a homer that day. And in between innings, right, somebody interviewed me. I forget what it was for. It was Chris DeStefano interviewed me, and they pulled me out of left field. And I'm not in left field, and somebody hits the ball to left field. I think two or three fly balls go over the left fielder's head. After that, Mariano comes up to me like, hey, where you at? What's going on? I'm like, oh, they pulled me over for an interview. They said, you know, take an inning off so we get someone else in there. Mariano's like, no, we're trying to win. I need your speed. I need your athleticism out there. And he's patrolling center field. Like, remember back in the day when we used to see him shagging fly balls? He's competitive like that. Like, you guys can go hang out with Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Doc Gooden, and Jeff Nelson, Willie Randolph. Like, I'm telling you as a fan, like, I'm so mad because that first year was everything. I don't know how much I talked about that to not be able to go back-to-back years, and it's getting bigger and better, and more people are coming out, and they're selling more tickets, and it's becoming this, like, annual thing. 2025. I'll be there in 2025. RidgefieldPlayhouse.org to get tickets. August 3rd, I'm hoping to make the trip up there that Saturday, get the nanny, take my wife up there. It's MillbrookWine.com. For Bernie's blend and the, you know, wine that Bernie has. I mean, this guy does everything. Also, another great event. Maybe you've seen the Yankees magazine feature on it. If you do follow the Bronx Zoo, my guy Jake was up there covering it. Shout out to Bernie's daughter as well, who did the artwork on the bottle. And last but not least, you heard what he said about his dad passing. And all of this is for a cause. It's tuneintolunghealth.com. And they work with Breathless, and Breathless sponsors the game. And it's all about awareness on the disease that killed Bernie's father.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's do this again. Keith McPherson on the Fan, a 5-hour KM to AM on a Monday night. Let's get right. Thanks to Bernie Williams and Forge, Bernie's manager, always being solid. Coming through in the clutch. I'm like, I'm on tonight. I can't make the game, but I got you. And I got you as well. 888-808-1019. I know what you want to talk about. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, all the eights in the number. This is the Aaron Rodgers hotline. Aaron Rodgers did a podcast. And I actually have a different take on Aaron Rodgers than I've had. Especially after he gave us the props in the Garden State. The New Jersey Jets and Giants. Mikal Bridges did a podcast. Saquon Barkley did a podcast. Everybody's on the pod talking now. It's the way of the world. 888-808-1019. I will condense my open so we can get to the phones because I guess people hear Bernie Williams on the fan and it's like, we already have a bunch of calls coming in and people want to talk Bernie Williams. They want to talk Yankees and I'm going to start with the Yankees.
Oh my God, this guy, all he does is talk Yankees. Such a biased Yankee fan. This is a Yankee shill.
No, I kill the Yankees when the Yankees need to be crushed, like when the Yankees need to be talked about in a certain type of way. But that's not going to be the show tonight. Positive vibes, positive energy. You can't lose three in a row going into the Subway Series in your place. You can't lose a series at home to start the second half against the Tampa Bay Rays, who are scouting your prospects, potentially trading you someone. And by the way, I don't want anybody from the Rays. Maybe Pete Fairbanks, but I don't want to do a deal with those guys. I don't want to see those guys. I think we're done playing those guys. I've had enough of the Tampa Bay Rays. With no CeCe Sabathia around, they've been awfully comfortable in the Bronx. You've heard me say that, right? I hate when Tampa comes here. They're way too comfortable in the Bronx. Yeah, they are. Because they're not going to get buzzed. There's not going to be any benches clearing brawls. Guys like Jose Siri will trot around the bases. Bro, you're a 200 hitter. Nobody knows you. Last year, you put in dreadlock implants. Like, you had a whole weave under your baseball cap. Go sit down, clown. Anyway, the generational Juan Soto. And we should start with Carlos Rodon. Not a loud clap, but just a hand to the palm clap. Because he showed up today. I didn't know what was going on with the guy. I guess he needed that all-star break. Maybe he went back to the place that he said he was going to at the end of the year last year where he couldn't get an out in Kauffman Stadium against the Royals. Remember that? He said he was going to a quiet, dark place to get away from baseball. Maybe he went there for a day or two. He looked good today. Let the respect be as loud as the disrespect. Like, if you're a Yankee fan, don't you root for everybody in the pinstripes? Man, the Boo Birds have been out. And I was glad that today the Boo Birds booed Jose Siri. They didn't have an opportunity to boo the Yankees. And it started with the guy who started the game. Carlos Rodon was excellent. Carlos Rodon had 10 Ks. Carlos Rodon gave you innings today. Carlos Rodon did not fold in the first inning. You needed him to be the stopper. You needed him to come out there and be solid. He's striking out guys right away. He was no-hitting them for a while. I didn't care about the solo shot because he gave us a shot. And if Carlos Rodon can do that more than not, then great. Now, am I sold that this is the version of him we're going to see the rest of the season? No, I'm not sold. But, like, we needed it today. Everybody pulls the rope. If he would have let go of the rope in the first inning, then that makes it harder to overcome. We've seen him do that time after time after time after time. Whether it was the Rays or the Blue Jays or the Braves, like, we've seen him fold. He stood on business today. He needed that all-star break. Someone said he took a cortisone shot. Whatever. I don't care what it was. The pitch mix, the sequencing, the location, not just throwing the fastball as a BP fastball down and in, getting rocked. Here's my changeup. Here's my slider. Here's my curveball. And then, boom, here's the fastball again. Good night. 888-808-1019. It started with him. It started with him. Because you just get the feeling, oh, here comes Carlos Rodon. Right? People can't wait to boo him off the mound. He didn't give you the chance. They sat DJ LeMahieu yesterday's game. I took my son to the game for the first time, his first game. I had to dip out early. He was a little cranky. The Yankees weren't scoring runs. We didn't even get to see Judge hit that three-run bomb. I'm listening in the car. I'm like, what has my life become? I'm a whole dad now. I got to put the baby in the car so he can nap. But still, you know, sitting DJ LeMahieu worked. Hopefully sitting Glaber works. Oswaldo Cabrera should be playing. He's young, he's athletic, and I know the Yankees don't love him, and I don't know about him as far as playing every day, but he's earned the right to play over some guys that we're literally saying deserve to play. Like, your contract doesn't mean you deserve to play. Production means you deserve to play. And these guys have to produce. Whether it's Austin Wells batting cleanup, took him a couple games here, got it done today, and got us started off the right way. And then the Chicken Parm besties, him and Volpe, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. You love to see it. It's there. It can happen, right? Especially after the first inning where, like, it's like, here comes Zach Littell, next guy to be an ace in Yankee Stadium. Step right up. Be an ace today in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees lineup will make anybody look like an ace. After that first inning, you know, striking out the side, they got to him. And it started with Wells and Volpe following up. And you love to see DJ LeMahieu finding it, even though DJ's next at bat chasing like that, gets struck out on three pitches. I'm like, bro, don't erase the goodwill. I hope the Yankees don't read too much into that either. You still have to add at this deadline. You still have to over-add at this deadline. Juan Soto was talking about it's going to take more than two players to win the World Series. Yeah, be greedy. Stack the deck. I've been screaming, stack the deck, for 2 years now. And last year, I understand, there's no reason to add to that team. There's no reason to make a move. But this team can win the division. And in this American League, how many times do we have to say it? It's wide open for them to get to the World Series and potentially win the World Series. We don't know who's going to be on the other side. I don't care who's on the other side. What I care is, like, yo, Juan Soto was here potentially for just this year. And clearly he enjoyed the All-Star break, showing off in the All-Star game. He comes back and he looks like he's ready to play for the maximum dollar amount. Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, as advertised and more so far in this first series of the second half, you're going to have to pay that man. And the Yankees, I think they're gonna pay that man. I just don't know how much of a back and forth it's going to be with the other guy in town. What's that? What sound is that? I thought I heard a sound coming in, Paulie. Might have been a mistake. Don't matter. Back to the regularly scheduled program. Yeah, Juan Soto hitting home runs. Two home runs today. Juan Soto had a four-hit game. Juan Soto looking like the guy. Triples. Like, Juan Soto is like, hey, I'm trying to be the highest paid player this next coming offseason. I'm trying to win the World Series while I'm here with the Yankees. Do not call me tonight and suggest that Juan Soto be traded at the deadline. It's not that bad. I swear some of you feel like the sky is falling after a couple losses. Yeah, they're embarrassing losses. Yeah, the Boo Birds are out for DJ LeMahieu because he's been trash. They should be booing Gleyber Torres. I'm sitting there yesterday. The first, Gleyber Torres did something I don't think I've ever seen done. He's going to his right. He makes a play on the ball, and he flips it to Volpe to throw the ball to first, almost flipping the ball like he was trying to turn a double play with no runner going to second. I'm like, what is he doing? Stop your feet and try and make the throw, whatever. And then not long after that, there's a ball hit to him. Yeah, it's hit hard, but he doesn't make the play. It's just boots another ball, and maybe that's what earned him a spot on the pine today. But whatever, it worked. The Yankees win 9-1, and Carlos Rodon goes out there and has his best start in months. You get Judge, obviously Soto, but the rest of these guys step up, and I expect them to step up tomorrow, and not because Luis Severino called them out. Sevy, say less. Leave the group chat in the group chat. But I expect them to step up because they were absolutely embarrassed when they went to Queens. I expect them to step up because now they're at home. They get a mulligan of sorts. Luis Gil, Gerrit Cole, you get to face the Mets again. Let's see what they look like in their own ballpark, in their own clubhouse, their own dugout, with the whole city watching. 888-808-1019. All right, I've condensed my open, but I'm going to drop things in all night about the trade deadline, about different guys in this lineup, where guys are hitting. We can talk about Ben Rice. I mean, you know, not to throw Lugie under the bus, but whatever. Last night and just now, I heard Lugie talk about Volpe and the Yankees moving him from the leadoff spot and that messing with him. No, Luganator. It was the Toronto series where he went 0 for. I think he went 0 for back-to-back. I think he was 0 for 4, 0 for 5.
And since that Toronto series, they did what I wanted them to do, take him out of the leadoff spot. It's a lot of pressure. I don't know how many nights I've talked about, yo, you're asking a 23-year-old kid in year two to be your shortstop and your leadoff hitter, like he's been here, and so much so, I got the quote on Talking Yanks from Aaron Boone. Ah, you know, Keith McPherson always says, in 10 years, I guess, you know, because I misquoted Aaron Boone or I misinterpret what he said. What he meant was, you know, in 10 years, when he's 33, he's going to be a solidified leadoff hitter. And you heard him talk today about how Volpe is evolving. And we'll talk all about that stuff, pulling the ball. But no, Loogie, and anyone else that is, you know, has missed in between, Volpe has gotten going in the sixth spot. And even today, batting fifth, Volpe has gotten going, hitting doubles, singles, a home run for the first time since May 16th, being lower in the order. That's what I wanted the entire season. That's where he was playing like an all-star. He did have a hit streak leading off. He did have some moments leading off, but no power. He found the power stroke today, pulling the ball. If you've been paying attention to the sixth spot, where he's been, that's where he's been fine. It isn't the Yankees' fault for moving him from the leadoff spot. They had to do that. I felt like they just had too much pride to do it. And don't put him back. Do not put him back to the leadoff spot. I'd rather see him bat fifth. Do not put him back to the leadoff spot. Leave him there. Let him continue to develop and evolve without having to bat in front of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, who are two of the best players ever. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take a call because so many people are calling. But, you know, my condensed open, there's so many things to get to, and we'll definitely get to the Mets. I'm hoping that they win. I want to see them come in riding on, like, not riding high, but riding on not losing a series so we can get this matchup, and there's no excuses, and Mets fans can't talk about Pete Alonso sucks, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Oh, this team's not going to make the postseason. No, I want to see the almighty Mets tomorrow in the Bronx. Angel is in Parsippany, New Jersey. You're first up on the Fan.
Oh, sweet. What's going on, Keith?
You know, hanging in there.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And big talk from a guy who's not going to pitch this series now, Severino.
You know, Sevy, I mean, whatever goes on, I'm in group chats. I have text conversations. Some of that, you got to say less, bro. And it is big talk from a guy that knows you dodged the Yankees twice. It just gives us all of this fodder. It gives us all this bulletin board material for Evan Roberts to say, you know, like, I just don't think the Yankees care. I don't think the Yankees look at Severino like, oh, he's talking trash. They're friends with Sevy. They're happy for his success this year, and he's got nothing to do with these two games because he's not going to be on the field.
I bet you they wish that he was. But in other terms, though, I was just getting out of my practice. I was coaching with a couple of my kids in club ball over here in Jersey. But then I hear my guy Bernie Williams on the air with you, and you know, one of my favorite baseball players, and I know he's one of yours. But funny story with Bernie Williams, he's a friend of my father's from back in the day in Puerto Rico.
I remember you telling me that. Yeah,
played some good baseball, and it was funny because all I heard growing up was stories. I'm about to be 30 in September. So the early 90s or the late 90s, early 2000s, all my dad would tell me is like, yeah, man, I played with, you know, Pudge Rodriguez and Juan Gonzalez and Bernie Williams. And you never really believe it until, you know, you kind of see it. And I remember it had to be 99 or 2000 at the old stadium. And you got to remember when the players used to come out after the game. Yeah, the crowds used to be crazy trying to see these guys just drive their car by Yankee Stadium. And I remember, you know, we were waiting there trying to see Bernie, and my father kind of, you know, was impatient, went to go get his car, and I'm there with my uncle, and all of a sudden, once my dad leaves, it's all, burn, baby, burn, and the whole place was going nuts. My uncle freaking runs after his car, chases down Bernie, and Bernie's so nice, right? He stops the car, he has his whole family in it, and I remember him just, like, chasing down my uncle, and, you know, he's trying to talk to him, like, hey, you know, my brother-in-law's here. You know, he came to see you, and he's talking about him. He's like, I can't, right? So he left. Flashback to, like, 2012. Yeah, I'm a senior in high school, and he was playing out here in Morristown. And my father's like, hey, you know, let's go to the show and see if we could kind of, you know, meet him. So I found a guy that looked like his manager. I started to go went to him, told him he was like a long lost cousin of his, whatever, whatever. Tried to, the guy tells him, hey, he gave a bunch of questions.
Angel, you're breaking up. I'm sorry, dude. Hit me on Twitter or X, and if you get off the phone and you can hear what I'm saying now, Bernie is listening. Bernie's manager, Forch, is listening. And if you can get up there Saturday to the softball game and tell Bernie those stories, I'm sure he'll remember and he'll embrace you, and you'll be one of the guys. And even if you can get up there August 3rd for the wine thing and tell Bernie, like, definitely, like, try and go find Bernie. He's available. And like you said, he's such a nice guy. He treats everybody the same, and that's a big thing. And like for me, I've met so many famous people, athletes. Even when I worked at MTV and Rock Nation, being around, you know, musicians, rappers, athletes. Like I always remember, you know, who wasn't kind to the average man. I always remember who kind of had their nose up in the air or kind of acted like they were, you know, too good for everybody. You'll never see that with Bernie Williams. And like, you know, I've told the story about how Bernie was following me on Instagram. I had no idea because of his rapport with Steve Summers and listening to Steve Summers' show. He started listening to me, and I've been able to connect with those guys, and they've been great. Let's go to John in Monmouth County next on The Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith. All good. You hear me?
Yes, sir. You got it.
So 1994, the strike season, shortened season. I'm working at the Radisson Hotel. It's in Englewood, New Jersey, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We had a contract with the New York Yankees, their traveling team. So anybody, first, second-year players, anybody they picked up off of waivers, came through the hotel. So I met Bernie, Gerald Williams, Matt Noakes, Randy Velarde. They all stayed at the hotel. Bernie was great. He used to hang with Gerald Williams, like the two of them were tight. One time they were late for a game, almost needed to take my 1988 Cutlass Supreme into the stadium.
You say you let them take your car to the stadium?
They almost needed to. They missed the bus, right? So the bus would come to the stadium, to our hotel, and take everybody to the stadium. One morning, too, I'm doing inventory at the bar, and who's at the bar? Tom Mattingly orders the Coors Light from me. He lived in nearby Tenafly. But it was a road trip. They would get picked up at the hotel and then go on their way.
Awesome, man. I just, you know... I appreciate those stories. Thanks for the call, John, but I've never lived any of those type of stories. Now it's one more Bernie story from Ben in Manhattan. Now everybody wants to talk Subway Series trade deadline after this. Go for it, Ben. You got it.
Hey, Keith. How are you? You're the best, buddy.
Thank you,
You know,
sir.
What I'm wondering? I love Bernie Williams. I'm 72 years old. I'm a Yankee fan forever. I want to know who started that call four and left Bernie out.
I don't know. Maybe the fans started it. I don't know who actually gets credit for the term. It's just one of those things. It's a catchy name. It rhymes. It should have been the Fab Five, but I guess
he was as important to those teams as anybody, except maybe Mariano.
Absolutely. He was clutch, and you know, he was there before a lot of those guys, and when you go back and you hear the stories about him coming up, yeah, definitely. And I mean, I make sure to let everybody know, before I was a Jeter guy, I was a Bernie guy.
Same here, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Hey, 888-808-1019. I appreciate everybody giving Bernie his love and telling Bernie stories. And like, I have my own to tell. And, you know, we kind of started off with the promo for Bernie Williams, but I opened up with some thoughts on the Yankees. We'll take a break right here. Now all the calls are lining up. Yankees trade deadline reaction to the series that just was and the Subway Series coming up. So if you would like to weigh in on that, call the fan right now. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, BRB.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Quickly here, because we're about to be up against the 8 o'clock hour break and update. KM to AM, already 1 hour down. We're rolling. Let's get to the phones. We're talking about the Yankees now. We're talking more about the trade deadline, splitting the series. And listen, like I know some people get it confused. Like, you think I'm celebrating winning or splitting the series against the Tampa Bay Rays like they won? I'm not. But it's a lot better vibe with a 9-1 win
versus what could have been or what I went and saw Sunday or what I saw Saturday when I came on air. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Gary in Waterbury. What's up, Gary? You're on the Fan.
Mr. the Cavalier.
You know
it. I smash teeth, F you beast, no relief.
I step on stage. The girls scream like I'm Keith.
All right, I agree, stack the deck. We got to stack the deck. It's going to take Jones or Dominguez, though. You know that.
Not for me. Not for me.
How are we going to get what we need?
See, we know everybody's going to ask for the Yankees' number one and two prospect. We know that they're starting there. You don't have to go and get the top line. You don't have to get Garrett Crochet. You don't have to get Tarek Skubal. You don't have to get Mason Miller, Tanner Scott. You can still add.
I think we do.
No. You can still add quality players to this team. You have good players on this team. You have two of the best. Like, bro, I just keep telling folks, we have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. We don't need more Juan Sotos and Aaron Judge. We need better players. We have players that are hitting below league average.
A top line starter.
I definitely think we need another starter. And it doesn't even have to be a top of the line starter. It doesn't have to be a Skubal or a Crochet or even maybe a Jack Flaherty.
Glaber is a losing player too.
I'm done
period
with it.
Stop. He's got to go.
I told you, bro. I was there yesterday, and I'm like, this is my nightmare in the postseason. You cannot allow this.
No.
Anybody from the New York Yankees hearing me, please, if
yes,
I get one
exactly.
wish, do not let this guy be our second baseman
yes.
in October. We'll never live it
exactly.
down. If he does that
in
October, none of us will live it down.
Exactly. It's way overdue. And I'm not sold on LeMahieu either. And you know what? I'm not sold on Stanton staying in the lineup for extended.
He's got to get
I'm
back.
I'm not 100%.
I'm activating him tomorrow
him
morning.
There.
I'm activating him tomorrow morning and putting him in this lineup.
I know, but how long? I mean, I'm not going to bank on it that he's going to be there.
No, there is no bank on
he's
it.
Gonna
the only
miss
bank
another...
on it is his contract. Listen. But you
yeah.
need that guy. You need
yeah.
that guy to extend the lineup. You need that guy at least to strike some fear into the opposing pitcher.
But he's Mr. Unreliable. You know that.
Yeah, but
and
he was off to
a
good start this year. He needs. You know it's going to
yeah.
take 2-3 weeks to get his swing back, his rhythm, and his timing. I'm activating him tomorrow morning.
I know, but just how, he's just, you know, his career is just, you can't bank on him being there.
His
at the
team
end.
Was a and lot better with him. This year.
No, of course. And they always will be, but he's unreliable. And we need a sweep versus the Mets. We owe them.
Oh, yeah, we need W3. We need a three-game win streak right now.
Exactly. And what would be your walk-up song? Mine would be EPMD, so what you saying?
Yeah, that's
walk-up
hard.
Song.
I told y'all.
Your AB.
I told y'all, like, if I get two, the first one is 100%, big pun, Tony Sunshine.
All right.
The second one would be... Lean Back, not Fat Joe. Yeah, Fat Joe. What am I saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And then the third one would be Nothing Can Stop Me. I'm all the way up.
Oh, well, all right. I only had one lined up. I have to think about the other two.
It's
Love
the Bronx.
You, dog.
It's the Bronx.
Love you,
appreciate
Keith.
The call. You're the man, Gary. 888-808-1019. There's no way I would have a walk-up song in the Bronx that isn't a Bronx hip-hop artist. If it wasn't for the Bronx, let's go to Thomas. In Westchester, New York, on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making the call.
You know, I just wanted to talk, like, just some concrete ideas for what the Yankees need to do. In my opinion, you know, they waited too long on Glaber. I mean, I personally, I think he's a great guy. I would never call him trash. As a player, he's not somebody that I want on this team, and they should have done something in the off season to unload him, because I think it would be addition by subtraction. But let me ask you a crazy idea. If the short of the Toronto Blue Jays saying something like, we'll give you Bichette and Guerrero for Volpe, or we'll give you Bichette and Guerrero for Spencer Jones, I'm not sure I wouldn't jump on that sort of idea. I might.
No, thank you, Thomas. I'm sorry. No. I didn't need one Mississippi to think about that. Bo Bichette has been terrible this year compared to what he's supposed to be. And Vladdy, nah. 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 Never want him in pinstripes. He ran his mouth so much about the Yankees for no reason. You talked your way out of ever possibly landing over here. I don't want to do any deals with the Rays. I don't want to do any deals with the Jays. They're in our division. I do not want to give them any of our prospects and then run into them down the line. I'm not parting ways with Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez either. Because there is a reality where you could lose Juan Soto and Verdugo's as good as gone. I'm glad he got off the schneid a little bit. Like, I'm going to talk about Verdugo later. It's a disappointment. He had it coming out the gate. No adjustment to New York. The whole dog that he had it coming out the gate. Every dog has his day. What a dog-eat-dog world. And now I see him up there, and I'm like, bro, stop looking so surprised. Take the bat off your shoulder. Walk back to the dugout. You're in a bad one, but I'm glad he, I mean, he should have been on second. Anyway. Why would I be trading Volpe? If they were going to trade Volpe, they should have traded Volpe for Luis Castillo 2 years ago. And then with Glaber, I don't think I said Glaber was trash. I try my best not to say guys are trash or garbage unless they're on an opposing team. I try not to say that any of the New York Yankees are trash or garbage because I root for that team. I don't go to the stadium and boo. The only people that I boo at the stadium are opposing players and umpires. Going to Yankee Stadium to boo is the exact opposite of what I'm there to do, quite frankly. But with Gleyber Torres, it is a disappointment. And it's always another disappointment waiting to happen. I know he's a nice guy and Gleyby, and he's, you know, he's got friends on the team or whatever. They don't care. They removed Gio Urshela, his best friend on the team, a couple years back. I would have rather had Gio. I don't care that he was the best player on a 500 club. That's being the lightest fat guy. I don't care. I'm over it. I'm done. I saw it with my own eyes yesterday, and I'm just like, just are we going to keep going through the motions with this? Because when it happened, like, I can't have it, bro. I can't have it. Put Cabrera at second base. Put DJ at second base at this point. If you can't trade for Jonathan India or Jazz Chisholm, we need to trade for somebody that can lead off, somebody that can play second base, third base. And I'm not getting rid of Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. It's a non-starter. Don't start there. Don't hang up the phone, Cash, because there is a reality where you may need them next year. There's also a reality where you could see them at the end of this year. 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. If it wasn't for the Bronx, uptown, baby, we get down, baby, a foot of crown, baby. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.